has been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It's the Bill Gunderson Radio Show here on the Salem Broadcasting Network. Welcome to the Friday morning Sanford & Son edition. It's, doggone it, I can't believe how long it's been since Stephen and I have been in the studio together doing a full studio version of the Sanford & Son Radio Show. We are here, I'm told through the miracle of technology that we will be contacting our leader here shortly from his secret bunker. But in the meantime, Stephen Gunderson, bring us all of the market news for this Friday, August 11th. Is that right? It's the 11th of August already?
I think it's the 10th.
No, it's 11th.
It is the 11th.
I skipped the day.
Come on now. You lost the day
last
of your life.
I thought it was the 9th.
All right. You know, you passed over that down day of yesterday in the stock market.
Yeah.
Just pretended like it didn't exist.
Yeah, brutal day.
It was. So where are we today?
All right. We're bouncing back a little bit today. The Dow is up 43 points. The NASDAQ is up 28. The S&P is up 5. Oil's down 40 cents. Gold is up $2.70 again. And silver is down 2 cents.
So that's not bad, considering
we've had a little bit.
We've had a couple of down days. Boy, the NASDAQ got really hammered a couple of percent yesterday, and the Dow was down a little bit. But you know what? I'm looking at it this way. If I had told you 6 months ago that a down day in the market would be a 21,800 and something day,
yeah,
and that would be a down day in the Dow, you'd have said, nah, that's not going to happen. So 6 months ago, when you take it in bigger chunks, in bigger perspective, it's pretty impressive where the stock market is today as opposed to where it was a year ago.
It's all about the long game.
It is. It's the long game. You know, you can be pretty fancy with the short chips and the putting, but unless you can drive one 400 yards, you're not going to make it on the PGA. So in any case, welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. He is sequestered in his secret bunker. It's a nondescript building. It's one that if you do a flyover, you can't tell that he's in there. Even infrared, and I think the only people that can penetrate that secret bunker are his wife, Lynn, and maybe some inept cubicle workers that work for the government every once in a while who want to audit. But he is coming to us live via the bat phone. Bill Gunderson, do you pick us up this morning, sir?
Yes, I do. And I've done a lot of research between the time I went home yesterday and this morning.
That's your game. You're a researching kind of a guy, aren't you?
I did a ton of research on this whole North Korea situation, and I'm going to talk a little bit about it here today and obviously in the newsletter over the weekend. The first big announcement I want to make is over this weekend we'll be uploading 500 new stocks into the Best Stocks Now app. They've been hand-selected by me. They've been gone over with a fine-tooth comb. Most of these come from Europe. And next weekend, we'll be uploading another 500 stocks into the Best Stocks Now app. And I'm of a firm belief that the United States does not have a corner on Best Stocks Now in the world. I believe, and I know I've already found many Best Stocks Now around the globe. And we'll eventually be putting in about 3,000 new stocks as we then venture out into the emerging markets and start bringing in those stocks too. Now, I searched all night, or I searched all morning this morning. Why has the market all of a sudden seemingly calmed down? Because, you know, Trump really turned up the rhetoric yesterday.
Oh, he did. Yeah, he got tougher than he was the day before.
Yeah, he says, you know, first he gets blasted for using the term fire and fury, and yesterday he said that wasn't tough enough. I don't know about you. I personally kind of like the tough talk.
Oh,
I do too. I like that John Wayne swagger. That's true.
And I like the fact that he said, you know, it's about time somebody stood up for the people of the United States and said, we're not going to take this anymore. And I watched last night a two-hour documentary on North Korea. There's about five or six of them on the Netflix channel. And I've now watched two, and I'm going to watch another couple here this afternoon. I have a much better feel for that situation in North Korea. And, you know, I mean, they're taught from the time they're born that the United States is the cause of their misery. Isn't that evil? I mean, here you've got this evil leader. 90% of the people are starving and begging for food. And what's he say in the schools? He blames it. They blame it. They believe it because they don't know any better that we're the cause of their misery. So, you know, they have an eternal hatred for us. It's similar to what, you know, the radical Islamic people are taught, that the U.S. is the cause of all the problems in the world. And, you know, here we're the ones that have brought freedom and the bastion of freedom. And, you know, the other thing that I've come away with is China holds the key to this whole thing. And while I was watching the documentary last night, I saw a breaking news item that China had published an editorial in their communist-run paper saying that if North Korea strikes first against the U.S., that they will not have North Korea's back. And
wow,
I think that's
interesting.
There, right there was the calming sedative that has gone out this morning to calm the markets, knowing that, and I think, you know, I think with Trump being tough, and I'm sure he's being tough on China too, I think China made that statement. And, you know, so North Korea knows now that if they strike first, they're alone in the world against us. They have 24 million people. We have 330 million people. Every country in the UN has signed on against North Korea. So that's got to calm things down just a little bit.
Well, that's good news, and that's good news in the market. You know, I mean, our country, clearly founded on Judeo-Christian principles, we try to adhere to being the good guy, the white hat wearers here. We have the principles of our founding fathers to live by based on our Constitution. And any time, anywhere in the world that there is light and goodness, there's going to be pushback from evil and darkness. And it doesn't matter. We know how the story ends, but we have to muddle our way through it. And it's good to hear that there's a shining example of how the rest of the world could be modeled if they would just follow the principles that our country was founded on.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. You know that if you even make a telephone call outside the borders of North Korea and they find out about it, that's immediate execution.
Wow.
That's how those people, the propaganda machine, and how they are shut off from the rest of the world. And you remember not too long ago, just several weeks ago, maybe several months ago, Kim Jong-un's half-brother was going to Disneyland, and they found out about it, and here come the women with the poison. And bye-bye, Kim Jong-un, half-brother. Now, in the meantime, I mean, that may calm things down for a while, but I think you can expect volatility in the market going forward. But I think that at least took the edge off of things like this is Armageddon. You know, this is the beginning of Armageddon. I don't see that at all, at least not at this point. And in the meantime, you know, Trump announced billions of dollars for U.S. anti-missile. And, of course, we've been talking about Raytheon and Lockheed Martin and Northrop Grumman and the Orbital and the Agility and Boeing and Honeywell. And he will be announcing billions of new dollars being spent on anti-missile defense. And I think that makes me feel a little better. I can sleep a little better at night.
Well, you know, our own president said, hey, for the American people to sleep well at night, that we have nothing to fear. Now, clearly a leader's going to do that, but I agree with you, Bill. There's the technology and the systems that we have in place are the best in the world, and that's a good feeling.
A little less money on food stamps and welfare, and a little more money on missile defense. Okay?
That's right.
All right, let you take it to the break. When we come back, I want to talk to Stephen about some bad companies.
I thought that was the name of a band, Bad Company, and a fishing team. We've got a fishing team out here under that.
There's some bad companies out there.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, it's Sanford & Son Friday. There's a lot of good opportunity to hear what Bill has to say live from his secret bunker. It's Stephen Gunderson and Rob Sanford. We will be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. It is the Bill Gunderson Radio Show, but it's Sanford and Son Friday. I'm here in the studio with Stephen Gunderson, the young gun, the apprentice, the son of a gun, who has a son of his own. How's LT doing, by the way?
He's doing great.
Is he? Yeah. How old is he now? Come on now.
2.5 months.
2.5 months.
And he's huge.
Now, Gwenny turns two this week, right?
Next month.
Oh, I thought it was this week.
September 3rd.
Oh, what am I thinking? So 2 weeks away, 3 weeks away. And we're going to have a Moana birthday party?
That is the rumor.
Okay. And I'm sure that Grandpa is spending many days in between his research of stocks, wandering up and down the aisles of Toys R Us, buying almost everything you can think of for that second year birthday as he comes to us live from the secret bunker. Bill, are you preparing for that that Moana bash?
You are correct. I mean, between Toys R Us, Walmart, and Target, there's pretty good supply of Moana gear.
Moana gear.
That's you funny. Had boys. You bought camo gear and
that's
stuff
right.
for them. But
yeah, BB guns and slingshots.
I've got four girl grandchildren, so Moana gear definitely. Disney's going to profit off of me over the next.
yeah, but when Logan turns two or three, it'll be baseball bats,
baseball
and gloves,
gear.
And BB guns.
I had him hold. Right. You know, we have a baseball there at the office, and Logan came and visited us the other day, and I put that ball in his left hand, and I said, here, feel this. See how good this feels in your left hand?
Now, Stephen, you were a left-handed,
more valuable.
Right?
Yes, yeah, exactly. I am a left-handed thrower.
Steven's wrong-handed, so now were you a pitcher?
Good-handed, yes.
Yeah, okay, you were wrong-handed, and you were a lefty pitcher. Do you expect Logan to follow in your footsteps?
I hope.
You hope. He'll be worth more as a lefty, right?
Well, yeah, I was a righty pitcher. I pitched my little league team to the championship, so I had a nasty curveball. I can't wait to teach it to Logan. All right. Speaking of curveballs here, we'll talk about some bad companies. You know, how can we... And you know, hey, I like to pick on bad companies from time to time. And, you know, maybe someday we'll do a show, Stephen, on options. And, you know, I'm teaching Rob a little bit about options. And just full disclosure, I bought a put on Amazon. Was it earlier this week? Maybe it was earlier this week or late last week.
Last week, I think.
Yeah, I just went out a month, and I said, I think Amazon's going to 950 or below. And I paid $10 a share for the put. And you have to buy at least 100 shares. That's what a contract is. So the contract cost me like $1,200, something like that, $1,100.
Now, was this in your personal little play-around account that you play on the side? Okay.
This is money that you'd either be taking to Del Mar, the Del Mar okay. racetrack,
okay.
For the season to play with, you know.
So it doesn't have anything to do with your company. It's just your own personal little play around account.
Yeah.
All right.
This is the one Lynn doesn't know about.
I told her
last night. I said, hey, Lynn, that little account. So anyways, I mean, I sold it yesterday, I think, for $1,800. So I
nice. There you go. That's a good one.
And, you know, Amazon came right back down to that 950 level and bang, you know, I hit it right there. I sold it. And, you know, I told you, and Stephen has a put right now on JW Nordstrom's, which reported earnings, and that stock's starting to sink. And his put's not going up, so I have to explain to him after the show about how you're in the money now.
Yes.
So now you can actually calculate the value of your put, because it's the difference between your strike price and where the stock is trading. That's $1.12. And then the remaining money in that, which is $1.53, is total. That other 30 cents is your time value. And that's what's wasting away, that 30-cent part. So you got to get a little deeper into the money now. You know, you got to get down to 42, 41, 40, somewhere in there to really be profitable on that thing.
All right, now I'm totally and thoroughly confused. I need to stick with Dove Hunting.
It's really
not
that hard. It's two things. It's how far out of the money you are and how much time you have. And
Stephen and I were talking during the break. We thought that maybe it had something to do with time, so we didn't. We're confused. So we need tutelage from the master sensei here.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I mean, look at Snap. Look at that Snapchat. What a
My goodness. Yeah, it got creamed.
Down from, what, 30? It's hitting 12 today.
Down 11%.
It's down 11% again today.
I was watching a business channel this morning, Bill, and a couple of the analysts were saying that Snap has just not figured out, with the tens of millions of users that they have not figured out how to make a dime.
Well, Twitter has the same problem. Now I see Twitter's offering me paid, you know, if I pay them, they'll tweet it out to large audiences, you know. They're trying to get businesses involved. But Snap was a terrible, terrible business plan right from the start that never had a chance. And I kind of kick myself for not picking on that very bad business plan. But as I drive around the neighborhood, of course, I'm very negative on Sears. I think Sears is a doomed company. If it weren't for Eddie Lampert being such a promoter and, you know, he always does something right at the right time to seemingly save the company, and then it starts to sink again. I look around at some of these casual restaurants, and I'll say to my wife, I'll say, you know, that thing is doomed. I think Buffalo Wild Wings, for instance, is a doomed franchise. I think Noodles, Stephen, when's the last time you ate at a Noodles?
You know, that one by us went out of business.
Well, there you go. And, you know, I didn't know that. But
I didn't either.
I went there once.
No, and, I went once, and I said, I'll never go back.
Well, on that same genre there, Bill, you know the Chipotle there in Point Loma, I hear that's going out of business. They're closing that Chipotle.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, I don't know that casual dining. I read last night they're closing 100 Applebee's. When's the last time you ate at an Applebee's?
Well, now I will tell you, my very first date with my wife Whitney was at an Applebee's.
And she's still with you.
And that was 25 years ago. So,
well, my first date in college at BYU was Chuck-O-Rama.
Chuck-O-Rama.
Yeah, all you can eat, you know, in one of those buffets and everything. Okay, and the other one that I think, I don't know, these Habit Burger Grills. I see they opened up another one just a few miles from this one, and this one's not doing very well. And the thing is, okay, these guys raise money, right? And so they're losing other people's money. They're taking other people's money and building these restaurants faster than really there is the acceptance of these restaurants. That Shake Shack, which was a hot deal, you know, there's one in Phoenix and there's nobody in the thing. So, you know, someday we'll do a little lesson on doomed companies and how you can profit off of bad business plans.
Doomed companies.
But, you know, I'm going to do 10 more minutes with you guys when we come back. I want to talk about edging right now in a troubled world and what
I think. Oh, that's a good idea.
The best edge, bar none, right now in this type of an environment, okay?
All right, well, that's a good reason to stick around for the third quarter. You're listening to Bill Gunderson from his secret bunker. This is Rob Sanford and the young gun, Stephen Gunderson. We'll be right back. Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota-Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Okay, we're standing on second base. We've managed to hit a double. We've gone from first to second. It is now the third quarter. We're trying to get over to third base here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. But the bonus for hitting a double is that we've got Bill, who is sequestered in his secret bunker, and he is going to join us for a third quarter on Sanford and Son Friday. I'm sitting here in the studio with Steven Gunderson, the young gun, the son of a gun, who has a son of his own now. And so it's a son of a son of a gun. And this is Rob Sanford filling in for Bill here in the studio while he is patched in live via the bat phone, while he does all of his research, has fireflies from his fingertips to put down all of his financial knowledge in the Best Stocks Now newsletter. And that will be coming out to the faithful followers of those who wish to get it all over the fruited plain and beyond, globally. Steven, tell folks how they can get the Best Stocks Now newsletter.
You can visit our website, GundersonCapital.com. Click on the newsletter tab. Sign up for a free trial.
That's right.
The newsletter. You can also call us at 855-611-BEST.
It's 855-611-2378. And while you're making those phone calls or going on our website, there is a little tab up in the right-hand corner. And what does it say?
There's a couple different tabs.
No, the one that I'm referring to in September.
Oh, the live seminar tab.
That's right, the live seminar tab. And what will folks find when they go to that tab? Because you created it.
You will find information about what city we will be in, what hotel we will be at.
You even put that in there? I'm pretty impressed.
I think I did.
You think you did? All right.
I did.
All right. We're headed to Minneapolis. The Radisson Blue. Yeah. That's right. It's really the Radisson Blue, but they just forgot to put the E on the end. Hooked up to the Mall of America.
It's more modern that way.
Yes. Right? It's more European that way.
Yeah.
And we will be out there on September 14th at 6:30 p.m. We need to know if you are coming so we can tell the Radisson how many chairs to set up. And Bill,
otherwise you're standing.
There's standing room only, like in Sarasota. Bill, I'm convinced that we're going to end up with way more folks to see you out there than we are planning on, based on what I've been told from the folks in Minneapolis. Are you ready for that?
Yeah, I am. The merrier. You know, we're going to have a fun time. I promise a fun time. Speaking of fun times, I got a question for the millennial. I was watching our local sports station, the mighty Padres and the Big Red Machine that once was the Big Red Machine yesterday. But they announced a football doubleheader this weekend. I want to know if the millennial will be watching with the LT. It's the Rams playing on the Los Angeles Rams playing on Saturday, and the Los Angeles Chargers, bah humbug, playing on Sunday at 5 p.m. on TV. They're playing the Seahawks. Will you be watching? Are you boycotting?
I will not be watching any NFL games all year.
NFL games.
Zero percent.
I'm not buying that.
I am done with the NFL.
Oh, you know, that's like saying you're done with cheeseburgers.
I don't even like football that much to begin with, so it's not that hard.
My dad, you know, he liked to go to the horse races on Saturday, and if he lost, he'd say, "I'm never going again."
Yeah.
And then on the way out, he would buy a racing form for the next day, you know.
Right.
Well, you know, right. This week's newsletter, speaking of risk, this week's newsletter is going to be about managing risk. Now, so far, Stephen, tell me if I'm right or not. We've had one client sell everything. Is that correct?
Yes, and that's actually a pretty good number. Usually it's more than that. So,
yes, we had one client who buckled at the knees and sold everything. I had one client write to me about a few specific stocks. What are you doing with these? Where's the line in the sand? And I wrote back and said, you know, you don't need to worry. I'm on top of it every single day. And I am also a very tight risk manager. And I have a line in the sand. Rob, you sat there next to me in the studio and seen my charts. And I show you where my line in the sand is. Here's the floor. Here's the ceiling. If it breaks through the floor, I'm gone.
You know, and I'm very I wish more folks could see what it is that you do during the day. Having witnessed the methodical and almost maniacal approach that you take to making sure that you're on the watchtower, that you're on the bridge of the ship. For folks that don't see how you operate during the day, it's pretty amazing. You don't go to lunch. You don't you don't walk away when the market's open. You are there watching the horizon. And that should give folks who have their money managed by you a good feeling. They should sleep well at night knowing that you're at the helm.
Well, we're watching it tightly. I have sold some stocks. I sold my Google earlier in the week. I think there's a little bit. I think Amazon's weakness is going to hurt the FANG stocks a little bit. But the one risk management tool that I kind of want to talk about here before I bid you adieu here is, you know, the volatility index has been recently hitting new all-time lows as the market has been hitting new all-time highs. And, you know, investing in volatility is kind of one of those weird things. It's like gold. How do you really put a value on it? But you can, you know, when the volatility in the world is high, it's when there's this rhetoric going around like North Korea. It's a measure of the nervousness and the fear and the unknown. And I think this unknown's going to be with us for a while. You know, China definitely calmed things down last night by saying we don't have North Korea's back if they strike first. But they also said if the U.S. strikes first, that they would defend North Korea. So, you know, they also put up a line in the sand, too, trying to calm down the rhetoric between the two. But I look at that VIX index, VXX. Do you know it finally woke up yesterday with a vengeance? And the VIX, I think.
Now, explain to folks what that is, Bill, because I'm sure there are folks that don't know what VXX is. Explain what that is.
Well, it's the volatility index.
Meaning what? Measures,
well, the volatility would be the swaying, the rocking of the boat, the up and down during the day, right?
The volatility of the Dow or the entire market?
S&P 500.
The S&P 500, okay.
So let's go back to Wednesday when the market was down about 50, and then it was down 70. And by the end of the day, it closed on the low of the day down 200 points. Well, the VIX on that day spiked to its highest since mid-May. And I called Stephen and I said, look at the VIX all of a sudden waking up. And, you know, you can buy the VIX. VXX is right around $13 a share right now. And
so that's where you're betting that the market will be volatile. Is that correct?
Will continue to be volatile. The VIX was up 7.5%. Now, just to show you how oversold that VIX was, if you spell VIX backwards, it's XIV.
And now, that would be the opposite, right?
Exactly. And that thing's been hitting new highs. That's been the best-performing ETF in the entire market because there has been a total lack of volatility in the market now for the last couple of years.
Okay, so now when the market does get volatile, though, that would fall off a cliff, though, right?
Yeah, and if you look at a chart, I don't know if Stephen's got his chart.
Stephen just brought
it
up just this minute, yep.
XIV, it's settled down today, but look at the huge drop.
Right, Niagara Falls right there. It just went right off
the
edge.
There you go.
Right.
So I think there's a lot of upside potential. I think rather than, you know, I heard Ray Dalio, who's a well-known hedge fund manager, saying that he's hedging by buying gold. I think the VIX is a much better way to hedge your portfolio now than buying gold, unless this all blows over and just disappears over the weekend.
Which it may.
I don't see that happening myself. I think this is going to be around for a while. So I think hedging, and I do have a small hedge now. I did purchase some VIX shares. People ask, what are you doing to manage the risk? And I think that the VIX, VXX, is probably the most logical way to hedge. And obviously, if things get – now, here's the beauty of it. You start off with the small position. If things get more volatile, you step it up, and you buy more, and you increase the size of that position. And if things blow over, you know, no harm, no foul. You may lose a little bit of money. But you bought a little bit of Mexican auto insurance as you're driving to the Bay of Gonzaga, right?
Right.
Maybe. Did we have to use that Mexican auto insurance, Rob?
Thankfully not. No, huh? No.
But would you say that it was a waste of money?
No. You slept well at night by having it.
Okay. Well, that's how the VIX works. So those are my closing thoughts. The newsletter this weekend will be talking about managing risk, all right?
Sounds good. Well, thanks for joining us, Bill. We've got some more information coming up in the fourth quarter. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question? Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Okay, Steven, we have officially made it to third base, but the third base coach is waving his arms, saying, go on home. It's the fourth quarter. Try and make a head first slide. Have you ever done a head first slide into home plate?
Yes.
You have? Have you really?
Yes.
I have never been brave enough to do that. Did you end up injured?
No.
Did you injure the catcher?
No.
You didn't?
I only ran over a catcher once.
One time. All right, so you came around third.
But I was tiny in high school, so it's like...
You were.
I got knocked down, not him.
So you slid around, you came into home plate head first.
Yeah.
Is it one of those memories that are seared into your memory bank forever?
Not really.
No? Did you score?
Probably hitting a home run is way sweeter.
Yeah, you're right. How about safer out? Were you safer out? Do you remember?
Safe.
You were safe?
Well, I mean, I was thrown out two a couple times, but I was more safe than
so
out.
You've done more than one head first slide?
Yes. I played baseball in high school.
I understand, but doggone, coming around head first into home plate, into all that catcher's gear, that's a scary thought, man. I tell my kids on my team, don't do that. We need you in the next game.
Yeah, they're fine.
Hey, well, we need you in the next game, and that is the fourth quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. And I know that you have texted your dad a question.
Yeah.
We ran out of time in that third quarter. Did he answer you?
No.
Okay, well, we're going to guess.
I'm not going to guess.
Not going to guess what his answer was?
No.
Okay. Well, if he is listening to us in the fourth quarter from the secret bunker where he's working on the newsletter, we were curious as he was talking about inverse VIX. We were talking about the fact that the volatile market is VXX is the volatility of the market. Your question was what?
Yeah, I was just curious because the VXX only ever seems to go up when the market's down. So I was going to ask him, well, what is the difference between that and just shorting the S&P 500, inverse S&P?
The inverse
because the the VXX is the volatility of the S&P 500, but it never goes up when the market's up. It only goes up when the market's down.
You know, that's why you need a professional money manager.
I was wondering if he had any answers for that. I have not gotten a text back. I will keep everyone updated if you have the same question as me.
Well, see, this is why you need Bill Gunderson to manage your money, because you and I clearly don't know how to do that, and I would imagine that most folks don't know how to do that, so they need to relax and enjoy their weekend and not worry about managing their portfolio and turn it over to their personal financial gardener and let him pull all the weeds and plant all the seeds and make sure that their financial portfolio is in good hands and being well cared for and fertilized and watered and will grow as a result of having an expert financial gardener work on their portfolio. Now, being that it's the fourth quarter, we have to talk about a few things that are coming up in Gunder World. And since you're a Gunderson, the son of a gun, explain to the folks where your dad is going to be in the next couple of months.
In the next couple of months,
he'll be here. He'll be here for the next 3 weeks.
Yes.
But then in about 3 weeks, where's he going to be?
Minnesota.
Minneapolis
specifically.
Yeah. Okay.
At the... close to the Mall of America.
No, it's hooked up to the mall.
Attached.
It's attached to the mall via a walking bridge.
He should set up like Santa during Christmas in the mall.
Come sit on Bill Gunderson's lap and tell him what you want for Christmas in your portfolio.
That's
okay.
Right. But yeah, so that is September 13th through the 15th.
Okay.
And
now what's the schedule event?
I've heard that, well, there's a live seminar. The seminar is the main event. That's on the 14th.
That's correct.
And I'm pretty sure it's unlimited space, as long as we know people are coming.
No,
then
it's
we can...
not stinking doggone what, unlimited there's space.
There's a cap?
Well,
see? It's unlimited.
Because
we can get a bigger room, but we got to know.
That's
so if you want to come, you got to let us know, because you don't want to be sitting at the door trying to hear it through the door, you know?
We had to bring chairs in three times down in Sarasota because we planned on X amount, and then people kept showing up.
I guess you should just, whatever people sign up for, double, right? I don't know.
Well,
you figure 50% of the people aren't going to tell you?
Yeah, maybe.
Showing up?
Maybe.
Maybe.
But
try to tell us so we can plan. If you want to sit, you know, maybe we'll put your name on a chair.
We could even
that's
do that.
That's a good idea.
Put your name on
if
a
you,
chair.
If you tell us you're coming, you will have a name tag on your chair.
Are you flying out to Minneapolis to put name tags on all those chairs?
No, I'm not.
All right. Well, neither is Lisa.
Sorry, Lisa. Okay, we'll have Rob do it.
No, we won't. All right, we'll have your name at the door. How's that? All right, we'll have you on a checklist. Now, that's the next news. Lisa.
Well, that gives people, you know, some encouragement to tell us they're coming. If they don't get us, they don't get us here if they don't tell us.
They may not. They
well, I know, but if someone gets there early and they're not on the list.
Okay, here's the deal.
Ha!
You've got to sign up and
sign
let
up.
Us know
let
you're
us
coming
know.
To Minneapolis. Because the night before, on Wednesday night, we're going to a Padre game. I know you guys out there in Minneapolis call it a Twins game, but we call it a Padre game. We're going to a Padre game in Minneapolis. And we're inviting anyone who is a paid subscriber or a client of Bill Gunderson to come with us to the ball game. And the reason he's doing that is because it's Dollar Hot Dog Night.
Yes.
And Dollar Hot Dog Night means that it's all you can eat hot dogs on Bill Gunderson. So if you're
I bet there's some people who can put down some hot dogs.
If you're a 10 hot dog person,
I could put down some hot dogs if I wanted to.
Dollar Hot Dog Night. That's almost worth flying out there for. And we will be there at the Padre game that Wednesday night, and then the seminar on Thursday night. And then the real news is you get an opportunity either on Wednesday afternoon, Thursday, or Friday to meet with Bill personally one-on-one. So if you've got a 401k.
Now, I've heard Wednesday and Thursday are pretty booked.
No, Thursday and Friday are pretty booked.
Thursday and Friday. Okay, so
right.
Wednesday before the game.
That's right.
It's pretty open.
Yeah, before the game. That one is still pretty open up until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So that 30-minute slot is an opportunity for you to print out your portfolio. Maybe you have an IRA or a 401k or a brokerage account, and you've got a bunch of positions in the market. It's an opportunity to sit down with Bill and say, hey, this is what I own. This is what I have in cash. This is where I'm going in my life. This is what I have done, what I haven't done, what I should have done. And Bill will give you his prescription.
It's like going to a doctor for free and saying, hey, what is this thing on my arm?
That's
and then he'll tell you what it is.
What is this thing on my arm?
Yep.
What is this thing in my portfolio? Yeah. I say this all the time.
It's free, though. You can ask any question you want.
That's right. If you have financial flu, he prescribes Gundersillin. And we need to have little bottles of jelly beans that say Gundersillin on the outside.
Yeah.
And for
maybe.
Your dad, it would be taffy. He likes taffy. We've always got a basket of taffy at our reception area.
Not a taffy fan.
I know. That's why it's still there.
That's why, yeah, no one needs it except him.
Except him. Okay, so if you'd like to do that, sign up. Go to GundersonCapital.com. Make sure that that you sign up for the live seminar. There's a little tab on the page there. And we'll get you all set. How about that?
Yep.
Okay. If people want to get in touch with us, where do they go?
Go to GundersonCapital.com. You can do anything you want there. Sign up for the live seminar. Sign up for the newsletter. Listen to the radio show.
Hey, you've been listening
to. Solicitation to
we missed the end.
Bill Gunderson,
how did that happen? I never heard the music coming in.
See you next
long
week.
Or short
all right, Greg.
In
we need louder music,
show.
Dude.
Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.